Hi, I'm John Weber, and I'm excited to be hosting this special edition of Piano Jazz from Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And since today we're also celebrating the end of the year and the coming new year, 2011, I thought it would be appropriate to pay tribute to Old Father Time, as well as all of the guests who appeared on more than 30-plus years of piano jazz, with my jazz version of Auld Lang Syne. Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center has become a sort of second home to this series, and a rather glamorous home set high above the hustle and bustle of New York's Columbus Circle, not to mention the breathtaking view of Central Park. We've celebrated birthdays and anniversaries here, and today we recognize generations in jazz, a theme imperative to the perpetuation of the art form. Jazz is a living, breathing craft, one passed down by the jazz legends who teach and inspire those who come to follow in their giant steps. Generations in jazz. That premise is an accurate way to describe piano jazz, and it's always been a part of the program, as Marion McPartland has often introduced us to new jazz performers. So who better than the creator of piano jazz, Marion McPartland herself, to kick off this first set in a special three-part celebration of the ongoing life of jazz. She is joined by the other members of her trio, Glenn Davis on drums, and Gary Mazzarappi on bass, playing one of her favorite standards, Sweet and Lovely. A protege of Marion's, pianist Roberta Pickett, playing solo on one of Marion's compositions, Twilight World. Back to more music written by Marion McPartland. Marion's tunes have been sung by singers the world over, from Tony Bennett to Cleo Lane. And it doesn't hurt that another famous singer collaborated with Marion on this next tune. Peggy Lee penned the words to In the Days of Our Love, which we will hear next, sung by the wonderful Carol Wellsman, who also accompanies herself on piano. With Carol are bassist Gary Mazzarappi and drummer Glenn Davis.
I wish you could know The thousand ways I see your face in the embers, missing you so, and all the things we used to do in the days of our love.
The two piano format has been integral to piano jazz since the very first episode. So what better way to span the generations in jazz than with a piano duet performed by master professor Jerry Allen and young lion Taylor Eigsti? They get together for a Thelonious Monk classic, Well You Needn't. I'm John Weber, and not only do I have the privilege of hosting today's show, but I also got to perform in this piano jazz celebration here at Dizzy's, where I accompanied my new friend, vocalist Catherine Russell. She has one of the hippest repertoires today, covering and uncovering hidden gems from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and it's my pleasure to join her on Where Can I Go Without You, Peggy Lee's personal lyric to a great 1953 Victor Young melody.
Town to clear up my mind, then on to Paris for the fun I could find. I found I couldn't leave my memories behind. Where can I go without you? Tried seeing Germany, but that wouldn't do. I went to Vienna, and I found you there too.
Jazz duets come in many, many flavors and combinations, including piano and trumpet, as Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines once delivered in 1928 on Weatherbird. Here are two emerging stars, pianist Aaron Deal and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci, burning it up on a 1929 standard written by Andy Razaf and stride piano king Fats Waller. In Maurice Waller's biography of his father, he tells the incredible story about how Fats sang the melody of this next tune over the telephone to lyricist Andy Razaf, and Fats immediately forgot it. Fortunately for us, Andy scribbled it down and replied, "Don't worry, Fats, I got it." Aaron Deal and Dominic Farinacci got it right here. Here's Honeysuckle Rose. Thank you.
hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.